Hi, I'm Jacob Reeves, a senior tax manager here in our Newport News office, and we are going to be going over some business provisions of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act here.
Hello, I'm Kevin Forget. I'm a tax manager in the Charleston office of Brown Edwards and Company. We are excited to be going over the business provisions of the One Big Beautiful Bill that was passed July 4th, 2025. As some refer to it as OB3, so we may or may not interchange how we're referring to the bill, but there's a ton of information in here. So the several there are a lot of smaller business provisions that were within the bill, not as large as your depreciation, your writing off of real property, your just excluding gains on various sales. There's a lot of smaller details. One important one right off the bat is paid family and medical leave. The tax credit for it has been made permanent. It was due to expire. It also expanded eligible expenses to wages paid to qualifying employees for the period the employees are on family leave or insurance premiums on a policy to cover wages paid during leave. So once again, it was a credit that was due to expire, has been made permanent.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things here is the employers don't have to take that risk that they're going to be personally paying that family leave now. They can actually just have an insurance policy, which is going to make the calculation a little bit easier, cash flow easier to predict. I know a lot of companies are going to that self-insurance model because they can cut some of the costs, but this is one that there could be a lot of variation on how much you're going to spend that this one could be, it could open it up that you can still get that tax credit.
There's a credit out there called the Advanced Manufacturing Investment Credit. If you are in, it's for an advanced manufacturing facility with the investment with the primary purchase of manufacturing semiconductors or semiconductor manufacturing equipment. This credit has changed a little bit. It has gone from 25% to 35% for the investment that you've made in the conductors or conductors equipment. And the rate is effective after 2025, and it is available for property built before 2027. So
Yeah,
just a small tweak there. I don't know about any of our clients that have spaceports, Jacob, but there was a small thing in there. Apparently spaceports are popping up left and right.
Yep, and I think this is just kind of starting to build that definition for air travel to going a little bit beyond our atmosphere and still treating it the same way for tax.
We shall see if we're traveling to Mars anytime soon.
Yep. So another big business provision that you're seeing on your 1040 returns, you're seeing it at the owner level, is that they did make the limitation on excess business losses permanent. So for taxpayers other than corporations, you're only able to deduct $250,000 of your business losses to offset other income. That can offset wages fully and things like that. But once you start getting into those other types of investment income, dividends, interest, capital gains, then they're starting to limit how much of your business loss can actually offset the other income. Now, the good news is it does carry forward as a net operating loss, so it can be used in the future. From that way, amounts will continue to be adjusted for inflation. And so they did make it work that you're still getting it, but they did. It is a limitation that they did make permanent.
A smaller component to the bill, but will impact C corporations pretty, in a small way, is they've instituted a floor on corporate charitable contributions. We've all heard of ceilings or caps on various contributions or deductions. This is actually a floor. What that means is, I'll give an example. Let's say a company has $1 million of taxable income, a C corporation, but they only spent $9,000 on charity. Well, they cannot, unfortunately, deduct any of that under this new limitation because it's below 1% of the taxable income, 10,000. So the 9,000 in this particular example, that will actually carry forward for 5 years, if the 10% is also exceeded that year. So there's a sweet spot for C corporations in their charitable giving. Right, Jacob?
Yeah, so you've got to get above a certain level just to get any benefit. And then any X that limitation, as long as you get above it, will carry forward and you can continue to try and deduct it. But they are now kind of looking at the IRS kind of gets a little weird about charitable contributions. They can't quite make up their mind whether it serves a business purpose or not between all the different code sections that it falls under.
So there's a couple of very, very small provisions in here, but good news, if you are in sound production, sound recording productions, you can now expense up to $150,000 spent on qualified sound recording productions. Just that one area was hit in this part of the bill. But if you are been thinking about going out and starting a movie or something along those lines, maybe applicable here. There was a reduction of excise taxes on firearms and silencers. You can see the limits there. And the taxable REIT subsidiary asset test has been restored. It has increased from 20 to 25% of the value of the REIT assets that can consist of securities issued by the taxable REIT subsidiary.
Yeah. So I think REITs were finding it just a little too restrictive to try and meet those criteria because they needed to still function and operate to be profitable.
Right. This makes it a little bit simpler.